Hi, it's Guy again, and welcome back to our series on buying companies. So I've talked in a previous video about the importance of teamwork and having the right team around you and playing to your strengths and being in flow. But I've had quite a few questions come in about this subject. So I thought it would be interesting and a bit different in this particular video to kind of reference my little green book. It's not a black book. And go through some of the notes that I took after I'd had a variety of different questions. And the theme really for this video is talking about what tools do you need? What are the practical steps that you need to take when you're contemplating buying a company? What have you got to know? Where do you start? How do you figure out what the hell you're doing, basically? So it can be quite a daunting topic. You can be enthusiastic and excited about the idea, but it's kind of one of those scratching in the head, you know, where do I get going? So I'm going to talk about some of the tools in a bit more detail just to help you really and think about what you need. And then I'm going to explain really the network of partners that we've built up in the Business Buyers Club and the reason why that they're there based on my experience, based on my own processes and so on from buying multiple companies. And now, of course, advising on dozens and dozens of other deals for our members and for other clients as well. So without further ado, here goes. So just to take you back a little bit, when I first started, as you know, I had a marketing business, very successful, lots of top clients, but never really making the kind of money that I aspired to and to get me towards that kind of goal of financial freedom, really. So I figured out that it was possible to buy companies. I figured out that you could find motivated vendors. I understood business models because I worked in marketing. So, you know, that's quite a key part of what you do anyway. But what I couldn't do was stitch the kind of key components together. I couldn't quite figure out how do you, you know, join the dots and get a deal to come together. It's strange as well. A lot of the advisors that we talked to were oddly kind of reluctant, really, almost to spill the beans and tell you what you needed to know. And life, as you probably know, a lot of things are kind of you don't know what you don't know. So finding out those bits is often quite tricky, really. So. The way my brain works as well is I have in my wealth dynamics profile I'm quite a lot of mechanic, so I kind of like systems and processes and how things fit together. So I was on a train coming back from London one time and just been offered an amazing new contract in addition to what we already did with Sainsbury's, so I was really excited about that, but I still was hankering after finding out this method, how do you buy companies. And I had another book similar to this, sat on the train, and I was scribbling away and working through a few ideas and had what I felt was a bit of a kind of eureka moment, really. So and then I boiled down the process into kind of three key components, which is what I want to share with you right now. So the first thing was, okay, how do you value a business? Now, if you search into the great God Google, you'll find lots of information in there, much of it a bit useless, to be honest. But you will find quite a lot of stuff that's very technical, and you'll find some things that might have been written for the layman. So you'll almost certainly come across a term written down that looks like what's called EBITDA, so earnings before interest, tax, depreciation and amortization. What might you say is an amortization schedule? Good question. Go and check it out. Most of the brokers and advisors that we come across actually haven't got a clue either, and I'm something of a nerd these days when it comes to this stuff. So EBITDA was largely created in the 1980s to help to revalue effectively manufacturing businesses, where most of the true value, the thing that made the thing that made the money for the business, had already been depreciated quite rapidly due to tax purposes, and therefore they needed to kind of add it back. These days, to apply EBITDA to service companies where the assets go home every night is a bit daft, really, but that's just how it is. So an alternative to that is what's called a price earnings ratio. So it's more akin to what's used for publicly quoted companies. So the difference really is a publicly quoted company, by definition, has liquidity in its shares. It has a marketplace where people will want to buy and sell those shares. The challenge, therefore, is to link that back to closed companies or privately owner-managed businesses that have no real liquidity in their shares. So you or I own a business, might be 100% or 50% with our wives or whatever, we don't have a marketplace that we can sell those shares in. We're not publicly quoted. So we need a mechanism that allows us to do a like for like, whilst recognizing that those shares are kind of closed. So the price earnings ratio allows us to find a similar business. So for example, if you took facilities maintenance or facilities management, you could go on the stock market, you could get the share price for Carillion, to name one big company, or maybe Sodexo or a business like that. Find out what their share price was, dial it back by a factor of six, and that would be, roughly speaking, what the share price would be for an owner-managed business. Six being the difference, the liquidity that you would get for being on stock market, the ability to trade those shares freely. So the price earnings ratio is something that we can share with the owner of the business. And the important thing is it's based entirely on the past performance of their company. So it's not something that we're dreaming up. It's not some radical formula where we're adding things back and doing what EBITDA does. We're simply saying, okay, give me the last 3 years of your company's trading accounts, put them into that ratio, give it a multiple that's realistic, perhaps somewhere between 3 and 5, and there you go, that's your valuation. And the beauty of that is it's open book. You're handing back to the vendor of the company his financial information translated into a valuation. And it's a really, really disarming way to have an open and honest conversation about the value of that company. So now you've got your valuation. The next thing is, how are you going to fund it? How are you going to put the numbers together so that you can actually go and buy the company? So you need some sort of method to work out where the value is in that business so that when you're talking to funders, you can identify what's on the balance sheet, what the kind of profit margins are. So in our Business Buyers Club, we have what we call a deal analysis sheet. Now you can create this for yourself. It's not really rocket science. It's just simply saying, okay, what are the trends of the company? What's the sales? What's the gross profit? What's the net profit over the last 3 to 5 years? Is the business kind of doing that? Is it doing that? Or is it doing that? And then you've got a clearer picture, really, of what's happening in that company. The next thing that you want to look at is, where is the value in the business? Is it in the trading? Is it in assets? Is it in even goodwill or intellectual property? They're all different components. And again, understanding what sits in a balance sheet is really invaluable in this process. If it's something you've never done before, you're not sure about, get in touch with us. We can help. If it's something you'd like to learn more about, or something that you dawning on you that this is quite exciting stuff, might sound a bit dry and stuffy, but actually it's really interesting because this is what a business is all about in truth, then come and join us. Come and join the Business Buyers Club. This is what we do, and we make it fun. But nonetheless, you need a tool. So that's your deal analysis, and that will tell you where the value sits in the business. Then the third and last and the only other component that you need is what we call the model. So a 3-year forecast of what that business might look like. And again, some of the tricks for you to think about when you're doing modeling, and again, it's a simple enough spreadsheet to put together. You can make it really clever. You can link pages and do all those sort of components. And again, as you can imagine, our members do get that kind of model as part of the package. So you don't have to reinvent the wheel. We give all of this to our members. But nonetheless, in the meantime, for you guys, if you're thinking about doing this and just having a play, you just want to think about what are the sales going to look like and what are the margins going to be, and therefore what's the profitability of the forecast, what overheads do you think the business is going to continue to consume for the next 3 years, and then lastly, largely most importantly, the cash flow. What does that look like in terms of what's the closing bank going to be? And once you've got that information, then you can get a pretty good snapshot of what that business should look like after you've completed an acquisition. So those are the tools. There are other tools that you can use and you can get more sophisticated around. But in order to get you up and running and to really kind of get your head into it, so price earnings ratio valuation, which is a fair and honest appraisal of a company based on its historic performance, and in some form of internal deal analysis so that you can understand where the true value sits in that business. And then thirdly, a forecast, a model, whatever you want to call it, that says this is what the business could look like over the next 3 years or so. Because without that, what's the point of buying it other than the sake of buying it? You really do need to have some kind of structure to what it is that you want to do. And if you've got those things, then it's much, much easier to go out and raise the cash that you need to go and acquire the company as well. And again, as we've said before, without needing your own capital. So that's the first part of this video out of the way. Those are the kind of key tools that you need. So the other questions that I had were, what kind of partners do I need? What kind of partners does the Business Buyers Club have to offer? And this is where, for me, it gets really fun. So our top program, our elite program, which is our 12-month structured learning and group environment. I don't call it a mastermind, because although we do some masterminding work, it's also about coaching. It's about giving you the tools and the learning as you're going along, really. So that hence it's called the elite program. Now, over the course of time, we've refined that, and we continue to refine it. We continue to add different components into it. But the thing to understand is that it's geared around two phases. First phase is teaching you the stuff, teaching you the mechanics, giving you the tools, and coaching you through the process of how to find companies, how to negotiate, how to close out deals. And ideally, you're going to do your first deal in 6 to 7 months, something along those lines. However, once that's done, what are you going to do with it? Now, I made the mistake when I first started acquiring some businesses because I could. I didn't really have the right kind of strategy and structure and plan in place. It was just, oh, look at me, I bought a company. Looking back, that wasn't particularly well thought through. So now, one of the key things that we do right at the start of the process is get you to understand what your why is and why you're doing it, what you need and what your ultimate goals are. And then we can fit the strategy of acquisitions back to your own personal why. Everyone has a personalized strategy. But the partners then start to kick in once you've gone through that initial phase and you're at the point of doing deals. Because now you're going to need to have in place your fundraisers. Where do you go to get the money? So we've got a network now of approved funders for the kinds of deals that we teach. These deals where you don't need any of your own capital. They get it. They understand what we do. They provide the cash. They understand the model. You know, they're completely kind of integrated really with the process that we've put together. Now that took me, umpteen years really to kind of pull together, work with people that I got to know and trust, and they understand the system. So you're going to bypass all of that just by, you know, coming on board with us. So that's pretty fundamental, really. The second part of it is lawyers. So to give you an idea of the importance of lawyers, a really good corporate lawyer will get your deal done in a fraction of the time that it would take for an uninitiated or unskilled lawyer. There are hundreds, thousands of lawyers out there, but they will have different specialisms. And what you really need to understand is lawyers with corporate expertise and corporate knowledge are the key. So no point going to one that transacts in property or family law or other areas like that. You need someone who's a specialist in the corporate work. And we've developed in the Business Buyers Club a panel of pre-approved corporate lawyers, all of whom will work on a fixed fee as well. So you know exactly what your costs are going to be before you start. We've developed a series of templates in tandem with them so that we've got standard processes that just make that whole process a lot quicker and easier. And to give you an idea, one of the earliest deals I did, it cost me near enough £20,000 in legal fees, which I thought at the time was quite good. The last deal I did, my fee was £4,000. Now, granted, that's me, and you know, I've become an expert in doing due diligence, so I've speeded up the whole process and the content that you need for legal work. However, it's still an important area to understand. So we've helped to pull that process together for you, and you'll find that the partners that we've got in terms of the legal teams are really, really good people and worth their weight in gold. The next component that you're going to need is a decent set of accountants. Not so much really for the deal, because really the tax issues are for the vendor. They're not really for you. But what is important is to start thinking about your own planning. The whole point of this process is ultimately to achieve financial freedom. And to do that, you need to have the right kind of tax strategy for your own business. And buying companies is a business. It's treat it as a business, not a hobby. So if you have that right strategy in place and you have the right team in support of you and the right kind of financial dashboard, then you're in control of the finances of the company that you acquire or the businesses that you acquire. Because you're going to do this once, twice, three, maybe up to 10 times. So having that system in place is really important. The next component is what we call a done-for-you marketing system. Now, I don't know about you, but most businesses that I come across, are really not very good at marketing. Most of the owner-managed businesses that we talk to have grown through word of mouth, through the relationships that those owners have got with their customers, with friends of customers, and so on. Most people start a business because it's what they do. Very often businesses will start because they've got some clients that get fed up with the firm that they work for. I could do a better job than them. I know I'll start my own business. And they start with a level of clientele before they get going. And then they kind of build from there. And then they usually kind of cap out. They have long-standing relationships with those customers. So by their own admission, most business owners are pretty poor at marketing, which is a great opportunity for us because that's what I call the low-hanging fruit. That is the place where we can start to have an impact pretty much from the get-go. From completion, we can have a more effective marketing process. So lead generation, conversion into sale, sale into value, a better margins, for argument's sake, maybe down to positioning. So we've got teams of people now that can deliver for you a done-for-you service for the business that you acquire, so you can start to transform its lead generation and potential from day one. So what comes after that? Well, inevitably, you want to be thinking about scaling and growing the business that you've acquired as well. So although our models are very sort of pessimistic almost, very careful, cautious about levels of growth. One of the biggest mistakes I made in the early days was I acquired businesses for cash flow. I didn't understand or even spend any time thinking about how am I going to grow them? How am I going to make them bigger? For me, it was about cash flow. I bought this company, I've got extra revenue. And I wasn't really thinking in terms at all about how to improve the P&L, how to improve the metrics within that business, how to get more productivity from the company and therefore grow the value by multiple. So massively missed some tricks there, and it's something that we are very passionate about helping people to understand and have a plan in place. Indeed, we give you what we call the 90-day plan. So prior to and at the point of completion, you've got a thoroughgoing plan that enables you to implement the changes that you want. Although it's evolution, not revolution, it's still important to hit the ground running and start to have plans in place that are going to help you to scale and to grow the business that you've acquired. And the last question I had was, what else can we do with the business? So we've been doing quite a lot of work in the area of offshore organization. So you may have come across programs talking about low tax regimes, Cayman Islands, British Virgin Islands, and other such locations around the world. And I'm absolutely not an advocate of any kind of tax scheme or anything that's going to put you in trouble with HMRC. But the reality is that as you start to acquire more businesses, you're going to create more profit. And rather than paying large amounts of corporation tax profit in the UK, by the right structures and organisation, the opportunity to reinvest that cash back into the UK in acquiring more assets, whether that's more businesses or property or whatever it might be, whatever class of asset that is appropriate for you, the right kind of offshore structures and organisation can help you hugely to advance that as well. And in the long run, create an amazing legacy for you and for your family. So those are the sorts of things that we can offer and we can help you with that, as you can tell, we're passionate about, we're excited about. So just to recap then, you need your tools, you need your valuation, your internal assessment and your modelling, and then you need to have around you the right kind of partners. Now, if you join the Business Buyers Club, clearly you're going to get access to all of that. It all comes as part of the fees that we charge for the programmes that we run. But even if you don't want to come on board, and that's fine, we only have a limited number of slots every year anyway for the courses that we run. But if you don't want to come on board with us, all I'm really urging you to do is to make sure you have those kind of tools and you start to look for those kind of partners that are going to help you in your journey. And if you do that and you have those components in place, you'll have a lot of fun and you'll make a lot of money and you should achieve that financial freedom. So I hope that's been useful. If you want to know any more, as usual, get in touch with us. You can do that via the website, which is www.thebusinessbuyersclub.co.uk, or on our Facebook page, which is the same thing, The Business Buyers Club. Send us an email, send us a tweet. I think we've got a Twitter feed, or I have anyway, so tweet me by all means. However you want to get in touch, just do so, or post a comment below this video. if you haven't already, subscribe to this channel and just generally get in touch and let's get that debate going. And if you've got questions coming from this video that you're not sure about, please do get in touch and I look forward to helping you and seeing you on the next video. Bye for now.